Mother, in today's class, you mentioned one of the wonderful points was that there is nothing called new invention.
Correct.
Everything, there is nothing called a brand new idea.
No. New idea, new object is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is modified is, we call it new object. That's all. Okay?
Sure. Yes, Maharaj.
All right.
Extending this to the problems, the problems that every jiva faces.
Yes, they are also not new. They are also not new.
Yeah.
Same problem.
Yes, sir.
Because same, if there are teeth.
Same toothache.
Exactly. Same head.
Same headache.
Same stomach.
Stomachache.
Same leg joints. Same romantic problems.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So if we, but it's strange that each one of us think that the problems that we face in our lives are unique to us.
That is called Mahamaya. One of the misnomers we cherish all the time. I am the only person who is suffering. Everybody is floating like angels.
Yes, Maharaj.
But look at the pictures painted of the angels. Big harp, 24 hours a day, they have to carry and going. How boring it should be, I cannot imagine. Okay, so go ahead.
So the problems are also should be repeating. So if we...
You see, if the conditions are same, unchanging, the problems also will not be...
Changing.
If it is winter, cold problems. If it is hot, heat problems. But what we forget, you know, this is a very strange thing. Every summer, people, it is so hot, worse than last year. I said, I wish I could record your words last year. They were exactly the same words you used.
Yes, Maharaj.
What does it indicate? That your intellect is so dull, you can't invent new words at least. Same problem, samsaric problem is?
Same, repeated.
Samsaric problem, that's all.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maharaj. There is one more question.
All right.
Pranams, Maharaj.
Okay.
Suhash, two questions. The first one is, you talked about Swarthata today. And
yeah.
You mentioned that. And looking at some of our spiritual practices, these upasanas and everything, we hear about purity and we hear about unselfishness.
Correct.
And I feel that there's a direct correlation somehow. If you can talk about that a little bit, Maharaj.
So, I have been talking about it. The more we expand, God means expanded, isn't it? The very word Brahman means the greatest, the largest. So, Brahman is everything. And if I think that I am only this, I am confining myself, limiting myself, isn't it? That limiting myself is called selfishness. Slowly, what happens? That even we have got family, sisters and brothers. We have some natural affection, isn't it? Why? Because parents are the same. So, that is the idea. Who are our parents? Parvati, Parameshwara, or Mother and Thakur. If we are the same children, same parents, then there should be a little less selfishness, isn't it?
Yes.
So what is spiritual practice? As we approach God, we become more expansive. We see God, that is called seeing God everywhere. Seeing God more means becoming less selfish. So that is the idea. We have to ultimately, what is the obstruction? Body, our identity with our individuality. So spiritual practice always means trying to get rid of this limited identity and gradually expand. So that is the idea. The same God is in me, in you, in everybody. We go on saying, isn't it?
Yes.
Sahasra Isha Purusha. Every head is only God. That is the idea. Gayatri is everywhere. Gayatri is the entire universe. Prithvi is the entire creation. That is the idea. Slowly we have to understand. And then what happens? What is our fear? If I give something to somebody, so I am losing to that extent. This is the most common fear, isn't it?
Yes.
But we forget that if I give to somebody, whom am I giving? Not somebody. I am giving to myself, but in that form. So who is gaining and who is losing? That is the idea. We have to develop slowly, but it takes time. Then we will be too eager to give away. The more I give away, the more I gain. That is the idea.
So,
okay. What is your second question?
I have another question with this. Is that as we go through the different Varna ashrams, that we would be, practicing and also expanding and becoming more unselfish.
Yeah.
Householder, to a point, I understand that instead of you now, you look upon family members and serve them, and that's how you expand.
Yeah.
In Vanaprastha Maharaj, how is that happening?
You see, in the Grihastha Ashrama, we learn how to love, how to expand our identity to our children, children's children, children's friends, etc., isn't it?
Yes.
And slowly, it also expands into not only my religious people, but other religious people are also same children of God, etc. Very slowly that change takes place. So, in the same way, in Vanaprastha Ashrama, if a person had lived proper Grihastha Ashrama, family life, he had succeeded in obtaining that skill, how to identify oneself with a larger whole. As a householder, we are supposed to identify ourselves not only with our religion, with other religions. We are supposed to identify not only with our language, but other languages. Not only with our caste, but other castes also, so-called castes.
Yeah.
So not only our country, but other countries also.
Mm.
Once we reach that stage, then Vanaprastha Ashrama will be even more expanded. What we have been talking so far is external expansion. Because behavior, how do we deal with other people, etc. In Vanaprastha Ashrama, it is to realize the idea that there is only one God. Most often it is the idea of morality and rationality through the help of which we are trying to identify with larger whole. But now the essence of it is spiritual. And so we become more detached for some time so that we can focus all our energies on the ultimate goal. So that is the special purpose of Vanaprastha Ashrama. You should not identify. Do you know what happens then? The idea that I have to help other people totally disappears. Because everybody is being helped in a positive or negative manner according to their own karma phala. You cannot give sukha, happiness, or dukkha to other people. If somebody is happy, who is responsible? That person's purva karma. If somebody is suffering, who is responsible? Purva karma. So, that is the idea. In the Vanaprastha Ashrama, I can't change. Only God can change. And you cannot change God. Because, do you think God is changeable?
No.
Do you think He ever does something wrong?
No.
That's what Swamiji measured. He said, first he said that God should have appointed me as His counselor. Then I would have advised Him how to create better world. Later on, you know what he said?
Mm-hmm.
I find everything is absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing need be changed. Actually, nothing can be changed. Everybody gets according to his receptive power, good or bad. That is the idea. So surrender to God. This is the answer. Vanaprastha Ashrama, exclusive focus on realizing the truth experientially, not merely intellectually. So in a way of speaking, Vanaprastha Ashrama, we should not go on reading newspapers and worried, why is this person behaving like that? Why is that country throwing an atom bomb? Just imagine, if some country throws, North Korea throws atom bomb, America, God forbid, and especially on Detroit. So, is it that person who is throwing?
No, yeah.
You see, we are talking, but we are not 100% convinced, you know.
Yes, Maharaj, yeah.
That is the problem. Everything is perfect. So, Ishvaraha Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Entrarudani Maya. So, to be absolute, to at-one-ment with God's will, that is called self-surrender. And that is the only goal of Vanaprastha Ashrama as well as Sannyasa Ashrama.
Yeah. So Maharaj, I had originally another question regarding today's class, the four effects of karma.
Yeah.
The last one is the samskara.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you gave the example of like a brass pot being tarnished, but we hear about samskara as impressions in the mind.
Correct.
So is this also the same?
Exactly the same.
The effect of karma.
We become, if a brass pot is absolutely new, no stain is there, are you going to polish it or what?
No.
So when do you start polishing it?
When it's tarnished, yeah.
So that is how we have been getting these stains through Janma Janmantara. And that is why that is called samskara. We have to get rid of stained samskaras and replace them with new samskaras, pure samskaras, and then that will help us to get out of every samskara. The purpose of every samskara is to throw us out of samskaras. Yeah.
It's a lot to digest and think of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Jai Thakur.
Jai Thakur. Pranam.
All right.